I'm here with Raul C. And what we're going to do is I'm going to interview Raul by asking him questions in English and then in Spanish. And Raul will be sharing in Spanish. And Jesus O, past delegate for panel 68 at Area 9, will be translating. So I'm going to begin. Jesus, are you there?
Listening.
Jesus?
Jesse?
He's in the meeting.
Oh, he's in the meeting, so he can hear me?
He's in the translation room, so I'll need to step out.
But he's going to translate into English for everybody to understand.
Yeah, so he needs to come out of the translation room.
Okay, could you make that happen?
Oh, he's here.
He is?
Yeah, he's waving.
Oh, okay. Okay, here we go. Oh, Raul, I have to read this out to you beforehand. Okay. This tape is produced for the Mid-Southern California Area Archives and as such will not be reproduced for other uses. This tape will remain in the custody of the Mid-Southern California Area Archives. In the interest of anonymity, we ask that no last names be stated. Do I have your permission to tape this interview?
Si.
Okay, yes. Please state your first name and sobriety date. Su primer nombre y fecha de sobriedad.
August
1st.
1979.
¿Y su
nombre?
Raul. Your name? Raul.
Sí.
Sí.
Okay, well, Raul, 40 years ago on August 1st, you got sober in Guatemala. Can you describe to us what it was like trying to get sober at that time in Central America?
Era demasiado difícil.
It was very difficult.
Y encontrar una reunión es lo más.
To find a meeting.
En el grupo que yo me inicié.
The meeting that I started going to.
Tocó como unos 5 años para llegar al programa.
It took me about 5 years to finally get in the program.
Was there any support? Was there any help? How did you get in? How did you get into the AA program? Jesse, could you translate the question in Spanish?
Que si como que si hubo ayuda, ¿me escucha?
Sí.
Que si hubo ayuda o que cómo fue que llegó usted al programa.
Fue verbalmente. Como llegué al programa, no hay ni un radio, prensa, lugares que anuncien Alcohólicos Anónimos.
It was somebody that carried the message to me personally. We didn't have any kind of media or radio, TV, anything.
Did you stay sober from the very beginning?
No. ¿De la primera vez? No.
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 What challenges did you face?
¿Qué retos? ¿Por qué no pudo dejar de ver la primera vez?
Llegué la primera vez, pero los miré muy viejitos a todos.
I came in the first time, and all the people there were very old people.
Tenía 19 años cuando llegué la primera vez.
I was only 19 when I came in the first time.
Regresé a los 24 años ya convencido que no puedo beber.
I finally came back at 24 years old. I was finally whipped.
And was there a stigma against being an alcoholic in Guatemalan society?
¿Había un estigma en contra del alcoholismo en Guatemala?
No, era más los que fumaban marihuana, era el estigma.
The stigma was mostly for people that smoke marijuana.
So it was nicer to drink than to smoke dope. Okay. How did you find your first sponsor?
¿Cómo encontró su primer padrino?
Él fue el que me estuvo conmigo batallando para que yo llegara al programa.
He was actually the one that pursued me. He tried to carry the message to me for a very long time.
Oh, and he convinced you to go into
5 years.
It took him 5 years to convince you.
Yeah.
So you were a stubborn alcoholic.
Very stubborn. And
very stubborn. At what point in your sobriety did you immigrate to the United States?
¿A qué etapa de su sobriedad se vino a los Estados Unidos?
Tenía 7 años cuando.
¿De sobriedad?
Yeah, cuando llegué aquí.
So Raúl was 7 years sober, right, Jesse?
I had been sober for 7 years, yes.
And when you arrived in the United States, did Alcoholics Anonymous welcome you? Did you have to go out and look for a meeting? How did you transition?
Cuando llegó a Estados Unidos, había reuniones. ¿Lo recibieron bien o usted tuvo que buscarlas o qué pasó?
Lo primero que me dijo el padrino fue, no importa dónde vayas.
The first thing my sponsor told me in Guatemala was that anywhere that you go in the world,
tienes que buscar un grupo de alcohólicos anónimos.
You need to find a home group, an AA meeting.
Y lo primero que fue a buscar a las páginas amarillas.
So I went to the yellow pages at the time.
Y llamar para que me digan dónde hay un grupo cerca.
I asked where there was a meeting located.
Y me dieron una dirección que tenía como a 3 cuadras donde trabajaba.
They gave me an address that was about 3 blocks away from my place of work.
Was it an English meeting or Spanish
español.
Meeting?
Era en español o en inglés. It was in English. I mean, in Spanish.
No, nothing.
It was in Spanish.
No, English.
And did you find that there was a big difference between the way they conducted Spanish meetings in California and Spanish meetings in Guatemala?
¿Encontró una diferencia entre las reuniones de aquí y las de Guatemala?
Había mucha diferencia.
There was a big difference.
What are some of them?
Lo primero ya, digamos, las reuniones era nadie hablaba.
First of all, first of all, the meetings in Guatemala, nobody spoke, nobody cross-talked.
Y todos van a escuchar al que está en la tribuna.
And everybody listened to the guy that was speaking on the podium.
Y el café se daba hasta el final de la reunión, no había café nada en la reunión.
And we served coffee after the meeting, afterward. There was no coffee between or in the, during the meeting.
Todos se enfocaban a lo que es, digamos, según el tópico que llevaban.
Everyone focused on the topic at hand.
Y eso fue la diferencia que encontré aquí.
That was the big difference that I found here.
And you were very, very dedicated to service in Alcoholics Anonymous. Were you attracted to service from the very beginning of your sobriety? How did you get into service?
¿Usted siempre se ha dedicado al servicio? ¿Se entendió?
Pasaron como 3 años.
It took me about 3 years.
Para alguien llegó y habló de los servicios que no se hablan en los grupos.
Someone came to my home group in Guatemala and spoke about service. Before that, I never heard about service in AA.
Y no lo voy a hacer muy largo porque esa historia está muy grande.
I'll try not to make it too long because it's a long story.
Pero él dijo que en 5 minutos me iba a abrir la maceta que tengo.
But the guy that came to speak about service told the group that in 5 minutes, he would try to open everybody's mind to a new concept.
Y así fue, y así pasó.
And he did open my mind.
Porque a mí me inspiró, digamos, lo que él compartió acerca de que es la Oficina de Servicios Generales, los custodios, la conferencia, no se oyen los...
I was inspired by what he said about the General Service Conference, the trustees, and just general service. Something that's not spoken about in the groups.
And what has some, what you, I know that you've done a lot of service work here in California. What has been some of your most rewarding service positions?
¿Cuál ha sido su mejor servicio que le gustó más?
Lo que más me llamó la atención aquí.
What I like the most here.
Que tenía que buscar el grupo base.
First of all, I had to find a home group.
Y un sacerdote muy dedicado al área en aquellos años.
There was an alcoholic priest that was very dedicated to AA at the time.
Y él me sugirió.
He suggested.
Al grupo al que hoy milito.
He suggested I attend the meeting that I belong to now.
Porque antes militaba en un grupo en Los Ángeles.
Because before that I used to attend meetings in LA.
Y fue cuando llegué a conocer el grupo como el 88, el grupo Fe y Acción.
It was about 1988 when I came to my home group in Carson, California at the time.
Y lo primero que me dijo, tenía que empezar a abrir, barrer las ABC, abrir, barrer y hacer el café.
He told me to start serving with the ABCs. Abrir, A, open, to sweep, barrer, and coffee, café, with a C. close enough.
And that's what you did?
Yes, that's what I was saying.
Okay. And how did you, I know that H&I is very dear to your heart. How did you start in hospitals and institutions?
Creo que le gusta mucho H&I.
Empecé como el año 93, 94 con Mike Murray, el delegado.
I started out in, I think, in 1993, 1994 with Nick Murray.
Nick Murray.
He introduced me to H&I, even though I didn't know anything about H&I at the time.
Well, you're very passionate about H&I, and I know that you've helped recovery homes start meetings, and you show up week after week. Where does that sense of dedication and commitment come from?
¿De dónde viene la dedicación?
Lo primero fue cuando llegué como RSG al área en el año 91.
First of all, when I became a GSR in 1991.
No hablaba nada de inglés todavía y...
I didn't speak any English at all.
Todavía.
And I still don't. Okay.
Pero vieron como tres o cuatro que me envolvieron tanto y que sentí un calor muy, muy bonito y me hicieron que me quedara en el área.
I was welcomed by three or four people that really cared about me, and they showed me love and that I belong there, and I just fell in love with the area, with the service at the area.
And how do you stay sober now and keep your program vital and fresh?
¿Cómo se mantiene ahorita?
Hay mucho que hacer.
There is a whole lot to do. There's a lot to do.
Aunque no tenga mucho, pues gracias a Jesús también, porque me da tanto trabajo que me quedo en la casa hasta de meses haciendo traducciones y otras cosas.
Thanks to Jesús.
Tiempo para descansar.
One of his sponsors puts him to work all the time, doing translations, different things. So he's always busy at home.
And what your home group is currently Fe y Acción.
Yeah.
Now, if you could tell us a little bit about how a Spanish speaking meeting works, and then how Fe y Acción is a little different from your typical Hispanic meeting.
cómo funcionan los grupos en general y cómo funciona el FEIACSON en especial.
Lo más que me ha hecho a mí es que casi la mayoría estamos muy dedicados al servicio.
I think the huge difference is that people in my home group are very dedicated to service.
Y el que más me ayudó más fue Amado M.
One guy that inspired me was Amado M.
Quien me trajo para arriba y para abajo cuando empezamos.
He used to take me with them everywhere he went.
Y fue la manera que hasta hoy día no ni pienso retirarme ni decir ya terminé.
And from him I learned that I have to be involved and I want to stay involved and there's no retirement here.
And is it true, I mean, FEIACSION meets Friday nights and Sundays, but in most other Hispanic meetings, they meet 7 days a week. Is that true?
La mayoría de grupos sí los tienen ellos en mediodía y en la noche, pero nuestro grupo está más centrado casi los servicios generales. Entonces, para estar en el grupo, los días que han sido más beneficiosos han sido casi los fines de semana. Cuando un principio era nada más sábado y domingo, cuando empezamos era nada más un día, dos días. Y hasta ahora que nos hemos movido nada más de tres lugares donde estamos actualmente ahorita.
The big difference, I think, in our group is focused and is dedicated. They do service work like during the week, and we spend, you know, we meet on the weekend. It used to be Saturday and Sunday. It's now Friday and Sunday. The rest of the groups, they like meet every day, sometimes twice a day, and they stay mostly involved at the group level.
Okay, and FEIACSION is very involved in general service.
Yes.
Okay. And I know that your story is in the third edition of the Spanish Big Book.
Su historia está en el libro azul, en la edición tercera.
How did that come to pass?
Fue una en el año 89 con Nick Murray, Álvaro P. Y yo, digamos, cuando vino la segunda edición, la traducción que estaba no era como estaba en la primera edición.
Entonces, it was in 1989, I think, Bill Moore and other past delegates got involved because our translations were very poor. The first translation didn't, Spanish didn't have any stories. Second translation was not that well. And then the third edition, in Spanish, came about.
Y sometimos una petición a que se cambiaran, pero no sucedió el cambio, sino el cambio fue que no la cambiaron, que dijeron que era mejor someter las historias de los hispanos, porque no había historias de los hispanos en la otra edición que iba a venir.
Oh.
So it was decided that we requested some editing, some revisions. However, instead they said that why don't the Spanish speaking community send in their own stories so that they would be published in the following edition rather than just translate the stories that already existed on the other paper.
So the stories that appeared in that edition, were they mostly from California?
No. It's around almost the world.
Around the world.
Yeah. Because I know only one or two. One is from Honduras. Mm-hmm. Two or three from Mexico and one from Guatemala.
And one from Guatemala. That's
yeah.
You.
Yeah.
and what is your story? Maya, hold on. What is your story called?
¿Cómo se llama su historia en el libro azul?
La historia nada más la puse el que lo veía todo normal.
I named my story the one that saw everything like normal.
Yeah. Cuando le decía a Nick Murray, cuando él me preguntaba cuál fue, entonces le dije que nada más era 333.
And
tercera edición, tercera parte y tercera historia.
Oh, wow.
Okay, so in order to find the my story in the Spanish Big Book, is I used to just tell people it's 333, third edition, and I believe it's page 333.
Tercera parte.
Oh, third part.
Y tercera historia.
And it's a third story. Okay, so third edition is the third part of the book, and it's a third story in the third part of the book.
It was mine.
Well, I understand that it's been recently translated by a friend of ours, Carlos, in English.
Yeah.
Is that correct?
Yes. See?
So we'll all have a chance to read it. When you came into Alcoholics Anonymous, did you consider yourself an alcoholic of the hopeless kind?
Cuando llegó usted, se identificaron como un alcohólico desahuciado.
Llegué ya, pues, derrotado.
Yes, I was very hopeless.
Ya la última puerta era...
That was my last resort.
And I know that you have worked in the area archives.
Usted está en archivos.
Lo mismo había empezado como en 98 los archivos, porque Pete Barlett y otros miembros querían que me involucrara y siempre he estado involucrado, pero no podía quedarme con ellos porque estaba en otros servicios.
I pretty much always been involved in archives. However, in 1998, Pete Barlett and other members asked me to get more involved, so I did.
And what do you view as Archive's most important mission? Why are you so passionate about it?
¿Por qué es tan importante Archivos?
Para muchos no es tanto que se diga porque habla mucho que solo papel vamos a dejar allá.
I know for some people it's just mostly paper shuffling and dealing with materials.
Cuando llegué a leer todo lo que hay adentro, que muchas cosas pues no salen afuera a la luz.
But when I started reading all the stuff that's there and things that nobody knows about,
me dio tanta aquello de que fue cuando dije como el 2013-12 ya no iba a hacer ni un servicio a nivel de áreas, sino que me iba a ir para allá.
Which finally drove me to decide that in 2013 I would dedicate myself completely to archives.
And has it affected or impacted your sobriety?
¿Le ayudaron en su sobriedad?
Más que todo me lo que me ha hecho pasear.
More than anything, it just helped me travel.
Porque he tenido el privilegio de ir a Chicago, a Canadá, a Detroit, estuve en Concord y
I've had the opportunity to go to Chicago, Detroit, Canada.
Y por los archivos.
Because of archives.
Yeah, y entonces pues me ha hecho ver más. Hasta tuve el privilegio de ir el año pasado a Detroit a ver dónde estaba la tumba de no me acuerdo.
Archie.
De Archie, ya. Yeah. Y nos llevaron allí que me quedé pues, nada más diciendo qué tantos hombres hay en cada estado que se han dedicado al programa.
And I had the honor of visiting the tomb of Archie B, I believe it is, someone that made an impact in AA as a home.
And I understand that about a year ago, you got to go to the General Service Conference in New York.
Y comprendo que hace un año tuve la oportunidad de ir a Nueva York a la conferencia.
Hombre, me llevaron a pasear.
Someone invited me to go and go sightseeing.
Fue la cosa más grande de mi vida que haya pasado.
It was one of the very highlights of my life.
And if you could say anything to us today, and this is being recorded for future generations and for alcoholics, young and old, what wisdom do you have to impart to us from your many years of one day at a time staying sober?
Algo de sabiduría que comparto.
No creo que todos quieran sentir adentro.
I'm not sure that everybody wants to feel AA inside, in the heart.
Porque yo puedo decir soy alcohólico, pero ¿qué hago por eso? ¿Qué hago por...?
Because I can say I'm an alcoholic, but what am I really doing for the newcomer, the still suffering alcoholic?
Porque no importa dónde vaya, hay mucho trabajo.
It doesn't matter where I go, there's always a lot of work to be done.
Y a todo donde he ido, he hecho amigos que no hay donde como para sentir realmente y es nada más ir a la reunión, no tiene otra cosa que hacer.
I just had the opportunity that every place I go to visit, I make new friends. And that is just a byproduct of suiting up and showing up.
So you carry AA wherever you go.
Wherever, yeah.
That's what we love about you. And is there anything that I haven't spoken to you about that you would like to speak on?
Algo que no se cubrió.
Pues lo único que puedo decir es que dice una de las tradiciones que esto va a ser hasta cuando Dios nos mande a llamar. Decir, ya terminé, ya estuvo, yo ya hice todos los servicios, ya no necesito más. No.
I can end by saying, citing in one of the traditions that says, until he needs us, until, you know, God, until God requires my life, because I will not stop working. And this my work will not end in this life.
For AA.
For AA, yes. My AA work.
Thank you so much, Raul. Thank you for being with us, and thank you for sharing your experience, strength, and hope.
Pues gracias a ustedes porque me han invitado. Yo ni me esperaba venir aquí.
Thank you for inviting me. I really didn't expect all this, but thank you.
Thank you. Jerry?